And this morning, just for a few minutes, I just want to give you something practical, something you can use forever. You know, I could give you a bunch of catchy phrases and try to act like I got a bunch of knowledge or something that I really don't have, but that wouldn't really sustain, right? But this morning, just for a few minutes, I want to give you something that I just really feel like can impact you for the rest of your life. Something that can really change you and something that you can have. Something that you can not only help you, but something that you can give to other people. Not some brand new revelation, but just a word that can impact your day-to-day life. Amen. You know, this morning we heard from 21 graduates. And we saw all these others come back to celebrate with those graduates and to celebrate what God continues to do. We've heard the term this morning that they're new creatures in Christ. We heard that they're not who they used to be. They're not just a little bit better, but they're all new. We've heard all that. We've also learned that they're holy and that they're blameless and that they're in right standing with God. But this morning, I want to go a little deeper. This morning, I want to just be just real and transparent and real open with you for a few minutes this morning. You know, there's a lot of family members here that have maybe never been here before. And man, you're happy for your graduate. You're happy for your son or your nephew or your husband or your daughter or your sister. But some of you here today, there's something on the inside of you that's just thinking in the very back, man, I hope this works. Or man, can they really walk this out forever? I remember who they used to be. Can they really walk this out forever? Or there might even be a graduate here that they're like, man, I've given my life to Christ. I really want to walk this thing out. But can I really? Can I really do what my brother Matt said? Can I really walk from glory to glory? Can I really never fall? Can I really walk out of this doors and never relapse ever again? Can I really stay free for the rest of my life? And look, I understand. I get it. But the answer is, of course you can. The answer is you can walk out of that door and walk with God forever and never go back. Amen? Amen. I've been walking with him for over 20 years now. And never went back. I'm not the only one. Jeremiah, Matt, Brad. There's a whole host of people here who laid their life down, was crucified with Christ and been walking with him ever since. Amen. You can be with Jesus forever. See, each one of you have faith or you wouldn't be here, right? But like we sang this morning, faith and fear don't mix. They can't coexist. Even a little bit of fear is not good. You got to be confident in what God's done in your life. And confident that he will continue. You got to know that you know that you know. Because if you don't, then fear and some of his cousins will come try to get you, right? But I want to tell you this morning, there's no room for fear. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for worry. There's no room for anxiety. None of that has any place in the kingdom of God. We want to cast every bit of that out because we don't need that anymore. We ain't got to live like that anymore. And we want to move forward with what God's got for us. How many of you, and I want to show of hands just because I want to make sure everybody's listening. How many of you in here believe that this Bible is true? Amen? And how many of you do believe this morning that it is relevant to today? Amen? Well, I'm going to prove to you this morning, just in a few minutes, that you can walk this thing out. The Bible is, instead of me, it's really the Bible is going to prove to you that God is a God of completion and you can follow him forever. Now, we learned last week, my brother David John preached an awesome message on faith last week, right? And we learned a really good definition for faith is current action based on future expectations, right? How many of y'all were here last week and heard that? If not, go get the CD with Andrew in the Welcome Center after this and hear this awesome message that my brother preached on faith. And so the definition was current action based on future expectations. So if we want our future to be good, we got to make some good decisions now. Amen? Let's turn in our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're just going to read from the Bible this morning. We're going to see what God says about all this. We'll be starting in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible says, "Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall." Man, that's kind of plain right there, right? Just right off the bat, the Bible tells us, hey, you don't have to be scared of going back. You don't have to have that fear of going back. The Bible says you go let your light shine, right? Don't knock on wood. Don't hope that it works out or any of these things. But the Bible says if you do these things, you will never fall. So the Bible right here is telling us that God has a surefire plan for how to never fall. Amen. But maybe there's a catch. God's telling us if you'll do these things, you'll never fall. But what are those things? What's the catch? Because I used to fall all the time. So now I believe the Bible's fixing to tell us something, but what's the Bible fixing to tell us? They're going to tell us we got to be perfect? Is the Bible fixing to tell us if we mess up one time, we're excluded from the kingdom of God? No, that's not it at all. I want to remind you that you were not saved on your own accomplishment, right? And you won't walk this thing out by yourself. God will be with you every bit of the way. But how many of you this morning would like to know what these things are, that if you'll do these things, you'll never fall? Anybody want to know what that is? Man, hands going up all over. Why? Because people on the inside of them, they want to walk with God. They want to be with God. They don't want to be who they used to be. But there's something deep on the inside in the back of their mind. But what if? Man, we got to get rid of that what if. The Bible gets rid of that what if. And we all said this morning that we believe that the Bible is true. We all said that we believe that it's relevant 100% to what's going on today. So really, all we got to know is what the Bible says about it. And then we can be about it, right? But we got to educate ourselves on that. And so I want to show you those things this morning. And it's real simple. We're going to back up to verse 5. Because he tells us, if you do these things, you'll never fall. But what are these things? So let's look in verse 5. And the very first thing it says is, add to your faith. Now, you got to have faith first, right? The Bible says that we're saved by faith through Jesus. So if you've been saved, if you've been added to the kingdom of God, then you have faith, right? So every person in here that has given their life to the Lord, you did that through faith in Jesus Christ. So guess what? You got the first one. There's a few things that we can do, and if we do these things, you'll never fall. Well, every person in here that's a Christian, that's a child of God, has done number one. We have faith. And it says, so if it says add to your faith, then you know we start this thing, walking this thing out with faith. Well, what do you add? What's the first thing that it says to add? Goodness. Right? Well, what is goodness? You got to start doing some good things. Right? Start doing some good things. Start loving people. Quit trying to hurt people. Start loving people. Start doing some good things. If you don't know what the good things are, let me know. I'll help you out with it. We tell you all the time, man, just be faithful in what God's giving you right now. So the first thing you do is to believe in Jesus Christ in faith, right? The second thing that you do is start doing some good things, right? Quit doing some of the bad things you're doing. Start doing some good things. It's not a big deal. The second thing is add knowledge, right? If you want to know more about God, how's the best way to find out more about God? Get in the Word. You don't have to sit here and, you know, cross your legs and hum and all that kind of stuff. Man, read God's Word. It's pretty plain right now, right? It can always be that plain. Get involved in some small groups. Get around some people that love the Lord. Get around people that your conversations aren't on the past, but they're on what God's doing right now. Hang out with those people. It's not hard. Man, learn from some brothers and sisters ahead of us that's written awesome books about God. Man, hang out with those that love God like you do. The next thing is to add self-control. Whether you realize it or not, you don't have to show out every opportunity that you get. We preach a series of messages here called Harnessing Your Emotions. You don't have to be a mule. We don't have to show out. Add to your goodness, knowledge, and faith, self-control. Look, I know that we all grow in Christ in different areas at different times, and I'm not trying to, you know, pick on anybody or anything like that. But if you've been following Christ for some years now, and you show your butt every time you get the opportunity to, that's really not God's plan. Amen? He really wants you to have some self-control. Next one says, add perseverance. Man, we don't all just have to run crying every time something doesn't go our way. We press forward. We keep our eyes on the prize. Keep our eyes on what God says, not on our selfish nature. Amen. The next thing it says is to add godliness. Man, just start living the way that God would have you to live. It's not that hard. Drop your pride. Crucify yourself and follow God. Look, man, I know that in Christ we have a lot of freedom. And I'm not trying to take that away. But just because it is permissible doesn't mean that it's beneficial. The Bible says that God wants us to add godliness. The next thing is to add brotherly kindness. Man, be good to your brother. Don't do things to hurt your brother and your sister. Whether or not they're your real brother and sister, or whether or not they cut in line in front of you at Walmart. You ain't got to cuss them out just because you got to wait another minute or two. Amen? Brotherly kindness. And I'm going to steal this from my pastor. But if you are showing brotherly kindness, you're not going to go cheat with your brother's wife, are you? We ain't got to have a law for that. Man, just be kind to him. You wouldn't want that to happen to you, right? Man, everybody just started looking at me funny. Brotherly kindness. And the last one it says to add love. The greatest of these is love. We love God because he first loved us. And when we can start loving other people in that way, man, it's awesome. Man, I know this is real simple. I know that you're thinking, man, is that all it is? But that's really what we've been doing for 20 years, right? We've just been continuing to add. The cool thing about it is if you've been in Fresh Start, then you're already doing these things, right? All you got to do is continue to do them. If you're here in this crowd, man, and you come today and you want to have an awesome life where you can be blessed to be a blessing, this is what you do. You continue to add. You continue to move forward. You continue to walk with God from glory to glory to glory. And if you'll do those things, you will never fall. You'll move forward with God forever. Now let's look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So man, if you'll just do these things, you'll be productive. People will want what you got. They will want to eat off of the fruit of your tree. But what does the next verse say in verse 9? But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Man, that's not where I want to be. That's not where you want to be. So the Bible is not just saying that we need to continue to add these things. It's telling us what's going to happen if we don't add these things. See, we're not just going to just walk down the middle and walk down. I've never seen anybody fall towards good. Right? They always fall left. They fall towards bad because they're not continuing to add. So the Bible's telling us that you'll have everything that you will ever need and you'll never fall if you continue to add. But that if you don't continue to add, what's going to happen? You're nearsighted and blind and you've forgotten that you've been cleansed from your past sins. You know, people ask me all the time, they say, well, what about so-and-so? What about the guy or the lady that came in and they gave their life to the Lord, but, you know, then they went on past and their parents are still smoking dope and they went on their past and with their parents and they ended up falling on past and they went back out there. You know, what happened to that person? Did they lose their salvation? Or then, you know, somebody else say every once in a while, well, I don't even know if they were truly saved. Or is this person saved? You know, people ask, well, what do you tell that person? Man, we tell that person this right here. Man, you've forgotten what God has done in your life. You've forgotten that He has set you free. You have forgotten who you are in Christ. But brother, sister, I am here to remind you. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to remind you. You don't have to come, you know, do all this stuff. All you got to do is remember what God has already done for you and be reminded of that. That's what the Bible says for us. I want to finish this morning where we began, and that's in verse 10. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, it says, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Man, a rich welcome. Man, the heavens will rejoice. The kingdom of God will be glad because guess why? Because you're there. Not just barely escaping hell, but a rich welcome into the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to remind you of this morning. Peter later tells us, you know, that it's good to remind ourselves of this, to remember who you are in Christ, to remember what God has done in your life, and to remember to continue to add to what God has already done in your life. And if you will do those things, not only will you never fall, but you will be effective, you will be productive, you will be an ambassador for God, more than a conqueror, the righteousness of Christ, and all you got to do is continue in what God's already done. Amen? He doesn't have to do anything new. He's already done it all. It's on you now to continue to walk it out. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to act like this or that. All you got to do is do what the Bible says right here. And that is to continue to add. Amen.